Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm here for 4 hours every single weeknight. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for 2 more hours. Thank you to every person, human being, who's listening to the first hour, or last hour, or the past two. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is holding it down in New York City. And it's been a busy show so far. We talked about Ja Morant. We've talked about the NFL Combine. We took a look at Derek Carr joining the Saints. We talked about Geno Smith re-upping with the Seattle Seahawks. And man, oh man, Tuesday is going to be even crazier. Nothing crazy going on, but it's just franchise tag deadline day in the NFL. NFL teams got one tag. They can use it on a free agent, a superstar player, a star player, someone who they absolutely cannot live without. And they have until 4 p.m. Eastern time to tag a player if they can't come to an agreement on a long-term deal. And so we got quite a few names that are eligible to be tagged, and they probably garnered the most attention, one being Daniel Jones of the New York Giants, and then the other name, that's the big one, that happens to be Lamar Jackson. Wow. What they do is going to be very telling about Lamar and his future. It will be very telling about the Ravens and their future, how much more, quote unquote, they want to deal with or not deal with. It is just very touch and go. And so I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's show when we'll have an idea as, oh, will Daniel Jones come to some type of agreement with the Giants? Will Lamar Jackson come to an agreement here with the Ravens? Or are we entering into one gigantic soap opera? This is going to be a lot of fun. Maybe not if you're a Giants fan. Definitely not so if you're a fan of Lamar Jackson or you're a Ravens fan. You have to be bothered by this at this point in time. Knowing that there's a possibility that Lamar is gone, knowing that you might go into the great unknown, is not fun. Because if Lamar isn't the QB, what the hell are the Ravens going to do? They ain't got too much to do but sit around legitimately and suffer. They built the whole entire team around this man. But we're going to find out how much do they want him. The Ravens have two options here. They can just tag him. You're here. You belong to us. You ain't talking to nobody else, and this is your salary. Or they can give him a tag that will allow him to chat with other teams on a potential deal and then give the Ravens the opportunity to match it. And if Lamar leaves and he signs that contract with said team, then that team would get 2 first-round draft picks. And I don't know, maybe Lamar Jackson wakes up tomorrow and from his perspective, it's been said he wants to stay with the Ravens. I also know, if you pay attention, he wants to get paid. He's going to get paid. Whether it happens to be with the Ravens or there's some other schmuck of a team that decides to, you know, just hand him over money and says, here's the deal. I don't know if he's just going to change his mind between now and 4 p.m. tomorrow. Maybe the Ravens change their mind. Their owner, Steve Biscotti, he go back to last year talking about Deshaun Watson. He was almost incredulous to the fact that he got all his money guaranteed because he knew that was going to be the ask and that was going to be the request that came down his way. And so now here you have a team that has to make a decision. Ozzie Newsome sits upstairs in a big boy's chair, sits upstairs as the president. He was talking to Bernie Kosar on his show. Shout out to Bernie Kosar throwing that rock all over the place for Cleveland at some point in time. He was saying that, look, we got to get this done. We got to get it done by 4 p.m., and we're trying. This is what Ozzie Newsome said. Listen.
The biggest thing is that we have a deadline tomorrow at 4 o'clock to put the tag on. And I know today and up until about 3:30 tomorrow, a lot of energy is going to be utilized in trying to get the deal done. And if not, we will put the franchise tag on him.
Now, the big answer would have been, well, question, which one? You going to tag him and pay him $45 million? You going to tag him and let him go seek employment elsewhere? If they allow Lamar Jackson to just go ahead and find a new deal, I think that's going to let you know that we're done here. Like, we're not interested. We don't want to play this game. You don't have an agent. We don't want to play chicken with you next season. We don't want to tag you again. And now what are we going to pay you? $50 to $60 million? Nobody trying to do that. If you're the Ravens, you look at it and say, well, man, we took you 52nd. Well, not 52nd, excuse me. We took you 32nd overall. We've been competitive with you. We paid you. We gave you a chance and an opportunity. Here we're offering you major money. And now we got to go through the headache of trying to negotiate with you? I don't know if the Ravens are going to do that, but we'll find out soon enough. I don't think they're going to come to terms on the deal. I'd be shocked if they did. Shep, what's the owner's name? How do you say it?
He doesn't do a lot of interviews, so a lot of people don't know the proper pronunciation. It's Steve Biscotti.
Biscotti.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go into his damn wallet.
Yes, thank you.
If he wants to keep this man here. That's what it boils down to. We're going to find out more about the Ravens and less about Lamar. Let's be clear. It doesn't matter if it's the Baltimore Ravens. It doesn't matter if it's a team on the West Coast. It doesn't matter if it's a team on Mars. We know what Lamar wants, and that's to be paid. He has a short window to maximize his money at this point in his life, and he should do so. Because we all know clear as day, God forbid something happens to him. Ravens ain't going to look out for him. If all of a sudden Lamar Jackson was hot trash and garbage, or his career ended, or it was curtains, or it's finished, it's through, they're going to discard him just like he's yesterday's trash. And so Lamar Jackson should go out there and get his money. We'll just see if it happens to be from the Ravens or whether or not they want to say, screw this, you go figure it out elsewhere, and we'll take our two draft picks and try to do some damage moving on into the future. Nobody wants to continue a precedent. Nobody wants to start handing out contracts. I have to imagine there's a lot of pressure internally from NFL owners, and this doesn't have to be just blatantly called collusion. The NFL Players Association would certainly argue against it. You don't think the owners are sitting around going, let's not get into the business of handing out guaranteed contracts? The Browns did it. If one guy gets it, we already got Lamar saying, I want that. You don't think Joe Burrow would then fall in line afterwards and say, I want that too? Where this now becomes the standard? You don't think the Ravens aren't feeling pressured not to give this dude a guaranteed deal? Fully guaranteed? Because now we're going down a slippery slope.
I got a quick question for you, JR.
Sure.
When you talk about guaranteed contracts, I know you've said this many times, the reason the Ravens are so fearful of doing so is because what they want to put out there is that based on the way Lamar plays the game, his lack of durability the last two seasons, they can't fully entrust him staying on the field. But my question for you would be, the first 3 years of his career, there was no problem with durability. How much do you think Herbert's going to get? How much do you think that Joe Burrow's going to get? And then what is the specific figure you believe Lamar should, at bare minimum, be willing to accept?
Oh, man. Well, I feel like you asked me three questions.
So basically, you said it. The Haslams screwed it up for everybody with the guaranteed contract to Watson, the $230 million. It's well documented, obviously. There was no reason to do it. They did it anyway. And it seems like he hasn't played, let alone watched football, for 2 years. The $230 million that he got, what is that then going to mean for Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow? And then once those guys sign their guaranteed contracts, what is that then going to mean for Lamar in terms of what he's going to ask for?
Well, I think part of – well, we know Lamar's is up first. You know, is Lamar Jackson – this is something to consider as well. Is he going to be willing to accept a franchise tag and then try to get a deal next season? So he can not – let me say this the right way. So he can wait to see what happens with Herbert and then also Burrow. If Watson is running around with a five-year, $230 million deal, I would imagine that Herbert and Burrow will look at the $50 million per year that Aaron Rodgers is getting. If you look at the salary cap going up every single season, I'm going to say, I want 5 years, and I want 50. That's very simple. I think that would be the next logical jump, or maybe it's 50. Maybe it's 55. Maybe it's 5+. What Aaron Rodgers is currently clocking, and God knows what will take place with him. And so if you're Lamar Jackson and you're saying to yourself, those guys, oh, he went to a Super Bowl, and that guy just went to the playoffs in regards to Burrow and Herbert, they're going to get 50 mil per. And, you know, I should be in the same range. I want an MVP. I've gone to the playoffs. I didn't go to a Super Bowl, but I've been here. It's tough. I have no idea where this goes. Is he going to be just ready, willing, and able? Hey, here's 45. I'll show up next year. Let's try it again next season. Like, who wants to do that? And so I think if I'm Lamar, what should he settle at? Who am I to say? I would think he would want to be in that same range of a 50.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes is playing on a discount at about 45 to 50. You think about Josh Allen. He took his deal at 43. Lamar Jackson could have settled for that. And now he's trying to hit the big money. I'm not mad at him for trying to do so. And I know one of the callers asked this earlier on in the show. He's like, hey, if the New York Jets, obviously they can't have Derek Carr. Derek Carr is with the Saints. New York Jets, God knows what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. Would the New York Jets be ready and willing to give up two first-rounders for Lamar? I think the answer would be yes. New York Jets are quarterback desperate. They trying to leave with something. Wasn't Carr. Who knows if it will be Aaron Rodgers? God knows when he makes his decision what that will sound or look like. Is Lamar Jackson a possibility for the Jets? You'd have to think so. But we got less than 24 hours now just to get some clarity.
Right, but it's why I think secretly deep down, Lamar doesn't want the conversation to be, well, Deshaun Watson was an outlier, therefore you can't rely on that kind of contract. when Joe Burrow signs his guaranteed contract and Justin Herbert then does the same thing, Lamar's asking price just went up that much more.
Yeah, so he'll have to wait a year on that.
Right, and I think that's what he wants right now.
We'll see. We'll see if he'll get tagged. Let's see if they tag him and let him go and speak to another team. We don't have too much time to figure out, or too much longer of a wait to see what happens. I just feel strongly about this. I'd be shocked, and maybe it'll happen tomorrow. I'd be shocked if Lamar Jackson and the Ravens come to terms on a long-term agreement. He will be tagged. What happens after he's tagged? I think that now opens things up. What type of tag does he receive? I think they keep him. Put him down for 45, and God knows they don't want to tag him again. That price is going to just go through the roof. I think the Ravens are going to keep him. I think he's in store for one more year. We don't have too much longer to wait. 4 p.m. Eastern time, we will learn the fate of Lamar Jackson as it relates to this franchise tag. Will it be exclusive? Will he be tagged and allowed to negotiate elsewhere? We'll see. I think he'll stay. What do you think? The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Will Lamar Jackson come to terms on an agreement with the Ravens? Are the Ravens going to just try to keep him? Are they going to let him negotiate elsewhere? What do you think? I think he'll be a Raven for one more year. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. We'll talk about Daniel Jones. There's a lot more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's a privilege to speak with you, and it's my first time, and you are a sports encyclopedia. And what I really do like about how you interact with the callers, you put a lot of thought into how you present anything in sports, and I really mean that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show. 4 p.m. Eastern time. Deadline to slap the franchise tag on someone you would consider to be a franchise player. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, I feel like they've been playing this contract game for it feels like years now. And now they're going to have a chance to either come to an agreement on a long-term deal, or they have to tag him. And they got options with the tag. Is it going to be exclusive? He has $45 million. Show up to work. Is it going to be a tag where he can go negotiate with other teams and potentially be traded? I don't think they're going to come to an agreement. What's going to change? Is it going to be that much pressure over the next, 18 hours? Is going to change something? I don't think so. I think he'll be tagged. I think the Ravens will try to see him through in their uniform one more time, and Lamar's just trying to hit it big. That's it. I guess he's trying to pressure the Ravens until they have to cower. I mean, who's going to give him a deal? The Jets? Do the Ravens want to even allow that? They've built their whole team around this guy. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Bill is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing? Love the show. Listen to you every night.
Thank you.
My take on the whole thing is where the Ravens really dropped the ball was, like you were saying earlier, back when Bill's quarterback was signing and everybody else was signing. They could have signed a deal then, and it wouldn't have had to be 100% guaranteed. And I respectfully disagree with your producer that I don't think anybody that has quarterbacks like Burrow or Chargers, I don't think that they are going to be giving fully guaranteed contracts. I know the Bengals aren't, and Chargers are kind of a mom-and-pop show. I don't see them doing that either. I just wanted to know your take on that.
Well, we heard all about Mike Brown last week charging for, not providing players with supplements. TJ Houshmandzadeh said he barely gave us water and Gatorade. We know he's a cheapskate. And I don't think we're moving into a space overall where all of these deals get guaranteed. I would think that what we see, and thank you, Bill, for calling from Baltimore, Deshaun Watson's deal is like the outlier here. It really is. I can't see everybody just getting slapped with guarantee. Paul is calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. Enjoy the show. I'm calling from the sports hotbed metropolis of Charlotte, North Carolina, with our wonderful Charlotte Hornets. Oh, wait, they're in last place. And our MLS team, they're in last place.
That place was packed. They just got started. It was packed.
Yeah, it's packed. People are soccer crazy here, but the team stinks. And our owner stinks, David Tepper. And he just met with Derek Carr, and I was really hoping that we'd get him because otherwise we have Sam Darnold and Matt Carroll. So I was hoping that Derek Carr would come here. His brother played here with his two gloves and his oven mitts. So I was really hoping that would be an upgrade. And I think with Frank Reich, that would have been a really, really good match. But that didn't work out. So here we are.
Here we are exactly. So what are you hoping for with the Carolina Panthers? What do you expect with the quarterback position?
I really don't know because they're drafting ninth, so they're not going to get one of the top quarterbacks. They've given up too much draft capital to get players in the past. So I don't really know what they do and how to build from here.
Yeah. Well, just pray to God that you don't have to hopefully watch Sam Darnold throw the rock, okay?
Oh my great. I've watched Sam Darnold throw the rock around. It's not good. It's not
good.
Yeah,
he'll throw the ball to you instead, so I understand. Hey, good luck, Paul.
Exactly. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the show.
Thank you for joining. Let's go from one Paul to another. What are the odds? Let's talk to Paul in Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, you got Matt Corral there. Give the kid a break. You don't know. But the reason I called was this. What's the possibility if the NFL changed all these teams around? In other words, why is Dallas playing in Philly's division? I know I asked my buddy there.
Okay.
But I'm not going that far away.
You want division realignment?
Yes, sure.
Why?
Oh, I would love that. It's time to
wait, Paul. Rearrange. You said you wanted Lamar going to Washington.
But why are you? I got a question, Paul. Why is are you just randomly thinking about this?
I got a bottle of red breast on one side and a bottle of red.
Okay.
No, listen.
Paul. I think I've had my share of listening. Oh, thank you for calling from Rhode Island. That's pretty random of him. Thinking about who's thinking? He's just on a what's today? Today's Monday. He's just sitting around on a Monday night thinking about realignment. And the Dallas Cowboys in the same division as Washington, the Giants, and the Eagles. I don't know, man. Let them have their NFC East rivalry. What you complaining for, man? Guess we all got to find something to complain about. Speaking of the New York Giants, they also have the option of franchise tagging Daniel Jones. They've been talking and working through it for the past several days, and we've heard the rumors, and Daniel Jones wants $45 million, and Daniel Jones wants the big bucks and he wants the big cash. And you can't pay. You got to start somewhere. I understand that. But you can't pay Daniel Jones $45 million. I think it is more likely that the New York Giants and Daniel Jones come to terms on a long-term deal than it is for Lamar Jackson to come to terms on a long-term deal with the Ravens. Because this man doesn't – he don't got the same standing. He doesn't have the same reputation. He don't have no MVP. He just took the Giants to the playoffs with a lackluster offense. He did that. It was like him and Saquon Barkley, a two-man team out there on offense. But when you look at the deals that were handed out today, it's like here's $37 million for Derek Carr. Here is $35 million for Geno Smith. And although he's younger than those two, at 25 years old, Daniel Jones is the same age as Lamar Jackson. If I'm the Giants, I got my right to go. Derek Carr has done more in a longer period of time. He's getting 37. What I'm going to pay you 40 for? But I think they're going to come to some type of an agreement. I have no idea what this will mean for Saquon Barkley. You know, is he going to get tagged instead? Daniel Jones isn't going anywhere, though. I don't think there's as much concern for Daniel Jones moving elsewhere than it is for Lamar Jackson. Daniel Jones will be a Giant. It's just a matter of what the numbers look like and what the contract is. And he had a great first season as a rookie. He's had to go through different coaches and offensive coordinators. Prior to this season, there were concerns about his own injury history. And so the New York Giants, they have to protect themselves as well. We can go out here and pay the quarterbacks all the money in the world. You going to be healthy? Are you going to be available to go ahead and cash that check? As Shep mentioned, the Ravens have good reason to look at Lamar and go, yeah, we want you here. Can we trust that you'll stay upright? And for Daniel Jones, it wasn't too long ago that this man had surgery on his neck. It wasn't too long ago that Daniel Jones was running around just falling into the turf and concussing himself. You got to be careful when you're giving out this big money, these big deals. Mike is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, JR, hey, I'm not quite understanding why, if one team is willing to guarantee a certain amount of money, why is that indicative of every other quarterback? All of a sudden, they at least need to make that or more. Like, isn't that just if the owner wants to spend that amount of money on you, then that's on them, right? Like, I don't understand that whole aspect there.
It's like anything else in life. This is a competitive system. It's a free market system. So if one of my contemporaries is receiving one type of contract or this type of contract, then I think I'll be within my right to go, I'm better than him. I've accomplished more than him. I need to be paid commensurate. So it is related, regardless of how much you don't think it is. It is.
But wouldn't that be the same as like, okay, I work at a certain bank and this other bank pays more than this bank. Well, that's because that's what they want to do. So,
yes and no. The difference is that two opposing banks are not the NFL under one umbrella. You know, you just can't be traded from one bank to the other. The banks don't have a shared common interest. It's different. I understand what you're saying, but it's different.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike, for calling from San Diego. You know, I just told you about Daniel Jones and trying to figure out his contract situation, which I think they'll get done. Just a few days ago, their general manager, Joe Shane, he talked about this and whether or not there was urgency to just get a deal done. We know the deadline's on Tuesday afternoon. Take a listen to Joe Shane.
There is, but, you know, it's got to be right for both parties. I mean, it's, you know, there's, again, I say it all the time with you guys, you know, if-then scenarios, we're going through those. So if it gets out of hand and it's out of our comfort zone, you know, we have the tag. We can only tag one player. We'll use that. And if somebody's got to walk, then you know, it's unfortunate, but that's a part of the business, and we're still building a team, and you know, that's important to keep in mind.
Yep. Building a team. Got to keep that in mind. I think they'll come to an agreement with Daniel Jones, but we'll find out. 855-212-4CBS. You can hit me up at JR Sport Brief. I'll leave the phone lines open. When we come back, we'll talk about the other guy. He's not getting tagged. We don't know if he's going to be traded. We don't know if he'll play. We don't know a damn thing. It's Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about him on the other side. And now that Derek Carr signed with the Saints, what does this mean for Rodgers? It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you every night. In a whole hospital that I work at, I got 50 guys listening to you. I walk around this hospital now, and all I hear is JR.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I told you right before the break, we've had some quarterback movement, right? Geno Smith isn't going anywhere. He's staying in Seattle. Derek Carr, we know his destination. He's now going to be throwing a rock around for the Saints. Lamar Jackson, I assume he will be hit with the franchise tag on Tuesday. Daniel Jones, that possibility exists for him as well with the New York Giants. Both of these men also have the option of just accepting long-term contracts with the team, if they can come to an agreement. And there is the guy who went to Oregon and disappeared off the face of the earth and went into a darkness retreat and tells everybody about it, but doesn't tell everyone. Only thing people want to hear, and that's Aaron Rodgers. We still have no idea whether or not this man is going to play, whether or not he wants to retire. There was a report via Adam Schefter over the weekend that said at this point his two options are to, or he's most likely to quit or ask for a trade to the Jets, and that it appears that his time in Green Bay is over. And I'm sure there are plenty of people in Green Bay who are sick of his ass too. All of this going and coming and leaving and staying, retiring, retreats and ayahuasca and wilderness. He's real into himself. He loves listening to himself speak. Doing a whole lot of talking, ain't saying nothing. And I would assume that at least over the next day, a week, we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will try to, you know, drum up more interest than anybody else by announcing what he'll do tomorrow right before the franchise tag. That would be very on brand for Aaron Rodgers. Get the people talking. Who cares about Lamar? Who cares about Daniel Jones? Who cares about anybody else getting franchise tagged? It has to be about me. And I think from everything that we've heard, the Packers are ready to move on. And everybody's just waiting on Aaron Rodgers. If I were the Packers, I'd be done with him too. 855-212-4CBS. How about that? Let's go to Wisconsin right now and talk to Tom. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Tom, what's up?
Hey, JR. First time, I'll get right to the point. You hit the nail on the head, buddy. I'm 20 miles south of Green Bay. I've been to, I can't tell you how many Packers games. And when I went to that Lions game, the last game of the year, it was the most pathetic thing I'd ever watched in my life. I didn't even stay to the end to see when they had the ball, if they won or not, because if they would have gotten the playoffs, they would have got their butts kicked anyway. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he can do all the cleansing and all these things that he's doing for himself, okay? But he takes $150-some million away from the team, and then the GM has the, you know what, to give it to him. That GM should be fired for giving him that money. Rodgers should have took a page out of Tom Brady's playbook. He should have been taking pay cuts, and then he would have got his receivers, okay? But yet, it's all about him. He goes on the A.J. Hawk show out of Milwaukee and whoever the host is, and he says he can win more MVPs, but it's nothing about the team. It's never been about the team. He's not a leader, sir.
Yep.
He needs
Rob,
to go. Jordan Love came in when he was hurt last year. He drove the Packers right down the field, calm, cool, and collected, and they got a touchdown. The kid's got potential. They traded up to pick him, play the kid, and trade this guy and get him out of town.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tom, for calling from Wisconsin. Well, I think it's very clear how he feels about Aaron Rodgers, and he has a point. Rob Gronkowski actually hammered home one of his points, is that Aaron Rodgers, referring to the MVP and not the team a few weeks ago, is very pointed. And Rob Gronkowski is the one calling you out on it? Like, that'll probably be the most insightful thing that you'll hear from Rob Gronkowski over the next, I don't know, 2 years. And when he said something with a little bit of substance to it, it was aimed at Aaron Rodgers. It'd have been nice if Aaron Rodgers responded. I'd sign up for Aaron Rodgers versus Gronkowski online. I'd sign up for it. Vic is here from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, my man.
How are you?
Listen, first of all, Aaron Rodgers isn't going anywhere. He's too into himself, and he got 50 million reasons to stay wherever he stays. If I was Green Bay, I'd just cut him, get rid of him, do whatever. He is an absolute clown, and he wants people to keep on following that circus around with him, one. And two, when we were talking about contracts, big contracts, quarterback stuff, I'm going to tell you, here in Pittsburgh, to me, the biggest contract that they should have never done was T.J. Watt. And they say he's this great defensive player, blah, blah, blah. T.J. Watt, if you go to the game and watch him, he taps out all the time, and he stays hurt. They definitely shouldn't have paid him. And then they got his brother on the team paying him $4 million, Derek Watt. Derek Watt can't play for Howard University in D.C., I promise you.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, bro.
Wow.
My man.
Thank you, Vic, for calling from Pittsburgh. We got a lot of people with a lot to get off their chest talking about the talent level. And I got to tell you this. There's two things I need to share with you right now. As it relates to Aaron Rodgers, Trey Wingo reported this. A lot of this has been said over the past 20 to 30 minutes. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets had conversations today. While nothing is imminent, Rodgers is open to the idea of going to New York. Oh, my God. Yeah, nothing imminent, not going to happen, not finalized, but they spoke. Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets is just... buckle up. Get ready for a roller coaster. Get ready for like a wild ride. If that takes place, the circus is back in town. I know it's 2023. The circuses are real touch and go. I know the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, they don't exist anymore. The circus would be in New York if Aaron Rodgers showed up. It would be bananas. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And I told you there were two things. A, I wanted to share that with you, being reported. Aaron Rodgers spoke to the Jets today. And as people crap on Aaron Rodgers, one of our callers just crapped on T.J. Watt. I have no idea if LeBron James is just like, you know, screw whatever. An hour ago, LeBron James tweeted out, man, Bronny is definitely better than some of these cats I've been watching on League Pass today. This is lightweight hilarious, and he's laughing with tears emojis. LeBron James is saying that his son is better than some of the dudes in the NBA right now. Did LeBron James get hacked? I'm a little surprised that he would share these sentiments. We just talked about him earlier on in the show, and, you know, you got to really dig deep if you want to look at, you know, what took place over the weekend with Ja Morant, and then you compare that to what LeBron has done for the better part of 20 years. It's almost pristine. And then here he is just sharing this. Hey, Shuppy, a little surprised that he just shared this? I've never seen him say something like this before.
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. So I know he's moved up a little bit in, like, the high school Power 100 rankings. He's still not even a top 25 player in his own class. So as if there's not enough pressure in being LeBron James' son, now you're putting the target on his back with younger NBA players now. You know what it reminds me of, JR? When LeVar put a target on his son, not LaMelo, but LeVar. Remember Lonzo? He was the first Ball brother. We don't talk about him anymore because he doesn't play. It's the same thing. He's going to come in with so much hype in the NBA that's going to be unfair to him. And people are going to come at him every single night, not just because he's LeBron's son, but now because of the comments that LeBron's making in terms of anointing him the chosen one because he's his son. It's ridiculous.
I don't think so. I don't think there can be, you know, too much added pressure. By the time this man plays in the NBA, nobody will be thinking about the tweet. I'm less so concerned about Bronny James and, you know, what he feels when he actually gets into the NBA. I'm more so a little surprised that LeBron would share this message. He's someone I've never heard him talk bad or talk down on competition. He can certainly be very veiled in comments and passive aggressive at times or deflecting. But to go on Twitter and just go, "Oh my God, my son is better than some of these dudes I'm watching on League Pass," it's like, wow. Like, let me say something like that, not you. I get it. You're LeBron James. These are still your contemporaries. This wouldn't be something that he would say at a press conference. "Hey, my son is better than them guys that we played against tonight." Whoa, you can't say that, LeBron. Why are you being such a jerk? So a little surprise there at LeBron James. And he ain't talking to no media because he ain't playing. Hey, Shep, maybe his foot pain medication is kicking in. I don't know.
You know what? But JR, I mean, athletes are smart, man. They're gonna remember these comments by LeBron. I'm telling you, this is disrespectful for the guys that are the eighth, ninth man on the benches that get in like 10, 15 minutes a game. They're gonna remember this.
Yeah, it is. It is. I agree with you.
And you're not gonna want to play with those two either, because they're gonna be an added pressure now because of that.
Oh my God. No, that's true. That's true.
Going to double whatever franchise they both go to. And you and I both know they're playing together, JR.
They both what?
Both know. They're going to play together.
But what did you say before that?
Oh, no. They're going to double whatever franchise they're going to go to. They're going to double. Yeah. They're going to link up. They're going to double the franchise's value. And they're going to link up. Bronny and LeBron. Yes.
Oh, well, let's talk about this more on the other side. Here. CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Blinds.com wants to give you a brand new view. It's the perfect time for an upgrade with new window coverings from Blinds.com. And right now at Blinds.com, you can save up to 40% site-wide on premium custom window treatments. Upgrading your windows is a minor project with a major impact, and Blinds.com makes it easier and more affordable than you think. Need help choosing? Set up a free call with one of our expert designers to make the best selection. From trendy woven wood to classic shutters and more. Plus, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's professional installation services and our 100% satisfaction guarantee. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to the store. There's a reason we've got over 40,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% site-wide. Get up to 40% off everything right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is supported by FX's Snowfall. FX's Snowfall is back for its sixth and final season, where a feud threatens to destroy the Saint family. Franklin is faced with losing everyone he loves and everything he's built. Getting through it will mean outmaneuvering multiple law enforcement agencies, as well as avoiding the LAPD's corrupt crash units. John Singleton's visionary series comes to an epic conclusion. FX's Snowfall, the final season. All new Wednesdays on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.